This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress. Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing Masechta Nazir. Tonight we do Daf Vav Amud Beis. Daf Vav Amud Beis. We have a Machloikis, Rav Masna, and Bar Pada. What is the source for Stam Nazir Shloi Shem Yoim? Rav Masna says the source is the Gematria Yiyah. That would therefore require a full 30 days. However, Rav Masna also subscribes to Miktsas Hayoim Kukulai. Part of a day is like a full day. Bar Pada, on the other hand, holds that we learn it out from the mentions of Naziros in the Parsha of Nazir. It says Nazir and Nizrai, 30 minus 1. So technically speaking, you need 29 days. We make a Gezerah, Atu, a case where you said I need 30 full days, that you should do the haircut, the shaving on the 31st day. However, b'dievet, if you do it on the 30th day, it works. Bar Pada does not subscribe to Miktsas Hayom Kukulai. We began the question on Bar Pada yesterday, three lines from the bottom, on Vav Amud Aleph. Tanan, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, someone who says, behold, I am a Nazir, Nitma Yoim Shloishim. If he became Tamei on the 30th day, Soyser as Hakol, it demolishes the entire Naziros. Now, this makes sense according to Rav Masna, because you need to do a solid 30 days, because Naziros is 30 days. Bishlam al Rav Masna Nicha. It's good according to Rav Masna. Elal Bar Pada Kasha. It's a question on Bar Pada. Why would it be Soyser, the whole Naziros? You only really need to do 29 days. The idea of doing 30 days is only an outside Gezerah. Tosfos says, don't say it's Soyser, it demolishes the Naziros, because Midrabanan, you need 30 days, because since you only need 30 days for a side reason, if you became Tamei on the 30th day, would not demolish the whole Naziros. Answers Gemara, Amar Lecha Bar Pada. Bar Pada would say to you as follows. Eima Seifa, let's take a look at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ve'enoi Soyser, Ela Shivet, only demolishes 7 days. What does it mean 7 days? Because it takes 7 days to become Tahar. Meaning, according to Belezer, if you come Tamei on the 30th day, all you need to do is wait until you become Tahar again, but it doesn't destroy the Naziros. Now, why do you have to wait 7 days? Because someone who's Tamei cannot bring a Karban. Look in the Rosh. The Rosh says, Kalemer Eino Soyser Klal. Elami minyan zayin yemei tumasei va'az yavi karbanoisav. Aye, why does tuma delay you from being a karbanos? So just send them. V'afagav the tumei mishalei karbanoisav. By a nozer is different because we got to put some of the blood on his hands, so he has to touch it. So if he's physically tumei, he can't bring the karbanos. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion it only demolishes 7 days. Ve'i, the Bach puts in the letter Vav. Ve'i sakadai dech shloishim be'inan. If you're going to say you need 30 days, nistar kulu, it should uproot the whole thing. Meaning, if Rav Masna is right, so then if you become Tamei on the 30th day, it shouldn't only require you to do another 7 days. It should demolish the whole thing. So if anything, the Seifa is a Raya to Bar Pada that you only need 29 days of Naziros. So, basically, Bar Pada turned the tables and he proved from the Seifa that you only need 29 days. Question. So now what does Rav Masna do with the Seifa? The answer is, Rav Masna would say, Kasaba Rabbi Eliezer Miktsas Hayom Kukulai. Rabbi Lezer holds that part of a day is like a full day. So if the person became Tamei on the 30th day, even though he didn't bring the Karbanos, but he completed the Naziros process, and therefore it does not uproot the whole thing. So Rav Masna could defend himself from the Seifa. What does Bar Pada do with the Reisha? That's going to be a question. That's still going to be a question. Now, wait a second. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? I'm sorry, what does the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama says it does uproot the whole thing. Because he would say, what do you mean, mikses hayom kakulai? But you didn't bring the karbanos yet. So since you didn't bring the karbanos, it is soiser the entire procedure. Now, let's see Tosis. Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer, mikses hayom kakulai. Rabbi Eliezer holds part of a day is like the whole day. Hashta choyzer l'Rav Masna. What we're doing now is we're reverting back to Rav Masna because Barpada says the Seifa supports him. So we want to know, well, how is Rav Masna going to explain the Seifa, namely that says it only disrupts 7 days? Why would that be? V'liyashev de Rav Lezer aliba, it should say de Rav Masna. The Hagoy Svetziyunim changes it to. We need to answer Rabbi Lezer contra Rav Masna. Ki heichi. Now, ki heichi dil Rabbanon meshach naziros shloishem yoim. Let's see how to read this. Just like according to Rabbanon, the Naziros last 30 days. Ulahachi, and therefore kinitma yom lamid mutter hakoil soyser hakoil, and if you became tamei on the 30th day, it would dismantle everything. That's what the Hagos Vitzionim puts in. Hachinami Rabbi Lezer, the same thing would be according to Rabbi Lezer. The Adraba, midrabanan, from the rabbis, nishma Rabbi Lezer, we could infer that Rabbi Lezer agrees to meshach Naziros. Is 30 days. Loi pligi. Because regarding the duration of Naziris, they don't argue. If the Rabbanan hold that if you became Tamei on the 30th day, it demolishes everything because Naziris is 30 days, we could infer Rabbi Lezer holds Naziris is also 30 days. They don't argue about that. If so, why in Rabbi Lezer does it not demolish the whole Naziris? Some came to Rabbi Lezer, Nister Kol Shloishim Yaim, says the Rashi, says Tosis, Kasavar Rabbi Lezer holds Mixas Hayam Kekulai. Va'afilu Nitma Koidam Havas Karbanoisav, even if you became Tamei before you brought the Karbanois. Why? The Achare Sha'asa Mixas Naziris B'yam Shloishim, because after you observed partial Naziris on the 30th day, V'achar kach nitma, and then you became Tamei Choshev k'nitma b'yom shloshim v'yachad. It's like you became Tamei on the 31st day. Alkein eino soyser el azayin. Therefore, it only demolishes 7 days. And the Rabbanon hold that until you bring your karbanos, it will demolish the whole thing because it's not considered like you completed your period of Naziros. So they both agree Naziros is 30 days. They both agree Miksas Hayom Kekulai. They just disagree regarding what is Miksas Hayom. Is it part of the day even without the Karbanos? And therefore, Kontra Belezer, it doesn't disrupt, it doesn't dismantle the whole Naziros. Or is it only after you bring the karbanis? Okay, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, this is another part of the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin. Hareini Nazar Meya Yaim. If somebody says I'm a Nazar for 100 days, Nitma Yaim Meya, if they became Tamei on the 100th day, Soyser Es HaKoyel, it dismantles the whole Naziros, because the guy said I have to be a Nazar for 100 days. And now, what happened was he became Tamei on the 100th day, so he was soyser the entire Naziros. That everybody agrees to. Which, by the way, if you hold Miksas Hayom Kekulai, it should not dismantle the whole Naziros, because you already observed a little bit of the Naziros in the morning. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Einoi soyser ela shloshim yayim. Kohen Rabbi Lezer, it only dismantles 30 days. Now that's peculiar. you would have to do another 30 days. That doesn't make too much sense. If miksas hayom kukulai, you shouldn't have to do anything. If ain miksas hayom kukulai, you should have to do the whole thing. But where does this thing... Well, actually, if miksas hayom kukulai, you should only have to wait 7 days because you still have to wait until your tahar. If miksas hayom is not kukulai, so then you should have to do the whole thing. Says Gemara, v'isaka daitach savar Rabbi Elazar miksas hayom kukulai. If Rabbi Elazar holds miksas hayom kukulai, nistar shiva. Why should you have to do the 30 days? You should only have to do 7 days. Says Toisvis, Tanan, Harini Nazar Mea Yom Nitma Yom Mea, Soysa Sako, Rebbe Lezer Oymer, Eno Soysa Elo Shloishim, Visaka Daitach Sav Rebbe Lezer, Mikta Sayam Kakula, Lister Zayin. It should only uproot 7 days. L'Rav Masna Parach, this is a question. According to Rav Masna, who holds Miksas Hayom Kukulai. V'yusaka daitach lav Miksas Hayom Kukulai. If you're going to say Miksas Hayom is not Kukulai, so then it shouldn't, you should have to do the whole thing. Lister, Kiloimar Lebarpada, namely, who holds Miksas Hayom is not Kukulai, Barpada, Lister Kulu. It should uproot and demolish Kol Kof Yom. Says the Gemara, La'olam lo'yamrina miksas hayom kukulai. Really, we don't say miksas hayom kukulai. Aye, if that's the case, ihachi listar kulu, then you should dismantle the whole thing. If Barpada is right, it should dismantle the whole thing. Amarei shlokish hainu tam de Rav Elazar. Amar kra v'zois toiras hanazir b'yoyim melois yamei nizrei. This is the rule of the Nazir on the day he completes his Naziros. HaToyra Amra, Nitma B'yoy Melois, if you became Tamei on the last day, Tenloi Toyras Nazir, just place the laws of Nazir on him, namely a 30-day period. Really, we don't say Miksas Hayom Kukulai. And therefore, becoming Tamei, really, we should have to dismantle and demolish the entire Naziros. And you should have to do 100 days. Why don't you? There's a special dispensation that if you reached nearly the finish line, then you only need to observe 30 days, but not the whole Naziros. We learn it from Zois Toiras Hanazir B'yoyim Melois Nizrei. Says Toisvis Amar Reish Lakish Kivarpada. Really, you hold like Barpada. Miksas Hayoyim is not Kukulai. Why doesn't it demolish the whole thing? Amarei Shlakish, Amra Toira, Nitma B'yoy Melois. If you became Tamei, Dahin B'yom Kuf, Shu Yoy Melois Nizrei, Tenloi Toiras Nizrei, Kolomer Sheyasa Oid Toiras Stam Naziros. You should observe the Toiras HaNaziros, a 30-day period, Shloi Shem Yoyim, Ugzeres HaKosov, it's Ugzeres HaKosov, Shaloi Yistar Kuloi, not to uproot the whole thing. Fine. Amar Mar. No. Says Gemara. Lema Ketanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, the Machlokes Rav Masna Bar Pada. Whether we learn it from Yia or we allow 29 days is Machlokes Tanoim. Why? It says Ad Melois Hayamim. Until the days are full. It says, Kol Yemei Neder Nizrei Sar Loyavar Aroishai Ad Melois Hayamim. All the days of Naziros, a razor should not pass on his head until you complete the days. Okay. So I would think days, that's at least 2 days. Shoymani Miyut Yamim Shayim. I would comprehend a miyud of yamim is 2. Talmud loymar, no, it's not 2 days. Kadosh yia gadol pera. He should be holy and grow the locks of his hair. En gadol pera pachas m'shashim. Growing locks is not less than 30. Apparently, he's learning the gematria of yia. Divrei Rav Yoshia, Rav Yoinasan oymar eino itzar. He says you don't have to wait 30 days. Harei oymar ad melois hayamim. Until you fill up the days. A Elu hina yamim shetzich l'malas. What are the days he has to fill up? Have Omer Shloshim is 30 days. The days you have to fill up are 30 days. What is that? What does that mean? Let's see Tosis. Second wide line on the bottom. Shamea ani miyot yamim shnayim v'yestam nazirus beiz yamim tam. Eloi mer kodesh yagal aperve in gidu pachas m'shloshim yam kaminyin yia. Shein srichin lamalois have oimer shloshim. The way we interpret this, that what days need to be filled up, it's referring to a month. Tosfos says kolaymer chodesh. Sometimes it's 30 days of Pamim Chasar Aleph. Sometimes it's missing one day. So Rav Yoshia learns it from Yia. Rav Yoinasan learns it from Melois Hayamim, 29. My love, Rav Masna, the Amrak Rav Yoshia. Rav Masna, who learns it out from Yia, holds like Rav Yoshia, who learns out from Yia. Ubarpada, the Amrak Rav Yonasan, Barpada, who learns it out from Nazir Nizrei 29 times, he learns it like Rav Yonasan of Ad Melois Hayamim. Amar Lecha Rav Masna, Rav Masna will say it to you like this. No, Kulei Alma Shloshim. Everyone holds you need 30. Everyone holds you need 30. Even Rabbi Yonasan holds you need 30. Everyone holds you need 30, even Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan said, Ad Melois Hayamim. So he said like this, V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. Here they argue about when something says until, is it until but not including, or is it until and including? That's what they argue about. Rabbi Yoshia Savra Ad V'lay Ad B'chlal. Rabbi Yoshia says Ad means we're not including it. So Rabbi Yoshia can't learn it out from until the days are complete, because that means we're not including the 30th day, and it would only amount to 29 days. If we're in referencing a month and we would say until, that means until the month, not the 30th day. So he can't learn it out from Ad Melois Hayamim. He needs to learn it out from Yia, because that's the only way to get 30 days. However, Rabbi Yonasan Savar Ad V'Ad B'Chal, Rabbi Yonasan could learn it out from Ad Melois Hayamim, because he holds Ad is until and including, and therefore, if it's a month, it's including the 30th day. So Rav Masna would say, no, everybody, all Tanoim say it's 30 days. The question you learn it out, meaning, everybody agrees the Mesorah is, Nazirus is 30 days. That being the case, they'll only argue how we get there. What's the Asmachta? Is the Asmachta, if you hold until, is until and excluding, then we won't learn it out from Ad Melois Hayamim, we'll learn it out from Yia. If it's until and including, then we can learn it out from Ad Melois Hayamim. Let's see Tosfos. Amar Lecha Rav Masna, Dekuli Alma Shloshim Kevasei. Rav Yoshia Savar, in general, b'chol duchten ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Hilkach yiyeh yiboy l'meimer. He has to learn out from yiyeh. Rabbi Yonasan Savar, in general, we say ad v'ad b'chlal. V'loy itzrich drasha diyeh, ela me ad melois nafka. According to Barpada, though, there would have to be a machlokes tanoim. Namely, there is definitely going to be Rabbi Yoshia would disagree with Barpada, and he would say 30 days. Okay. Amar Mar, we said earlier, what are the days that have to be filled? It's 30 days. Meaning, what days do you need to complete a month? Because sometimes a month is 29 days, so sometimes it has to be completed. Says Gemara, why just because ad melois hayamim, till the days that need to be completed? How do you know that's a month? Maybe it's a week. The Ema Shabbos, maybe it's Shabbos. So Gemara says, that can't be Shabbos mi'ika chasirusa. Is Shabbos lacking anything that it needs to be completed? It says, Tosfos, bottom line, the Ema Shabbos, Shabbos memalei ha'shavua. Shabbos meaning Shabbos completes the week. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it completes it? There's nothing missing about the week that Shabbos needs to complete. Mi'ika chasirusa says, Tosis, hakol yimei ha'shavuos shleimim b'Shabbos. All the weeks are completed with Shabbos, but months, some are whole and some are chasar. So the Gemara says, go to Zayin Amud Aleph. In mine, you have to turn it over. Ve'ema Shana. Maybe it's a year, because a year is sometimes missing. A year, Taisa says, Ve'ema Shana. Shatzricha l'malois. You need to fill up the year. De'pa'amim yia shnag. Upa'amim shnad. Upa'amim shna. Sometimes a year is 353, sometimes it's 354, sometimes it's 355. Says the Gemara, no, because we don't count years by days. Says Gemara, mi maninan liyame. Do we count it by days? Varabanan de Kesari Amri, the rabbis of Kesaria said, minayin she'in moinin yamim l'shanim. How do you know we don't count days for years? Shenemar. L'chodshei Hashana, by the months of the year. Chadoshim mechazon l'shana v'lo yom l'shana. We count months for a year and not days for a year. Says Tosfos, second line, mimaninan shana liyamim. Do we count a year by days? Hacha k'siv ad melois. Let's see how they finagle the gersa here. Melois Hayamim Chodesh Hu Demanina Liyamim. It's a month that's counted by days. Mishamach Yamina Debishloishim Shal Chodesh Ayrikra. Therefore, we say we're talking about the 30 days of the month of Aloy Lashana. We don't count. Month is counted by days. So, Melois Hayamim could be how we fulfill a month. But we don't use days as a building block for years.
Even though by Bate Arichama, right, we said Yamim means a year.
The word Yamim means a year. But now the question is, Ad Melois Hayamim.
Unless that's why there is specifically 12 months and not 1 year.
Here we're trying to explain Melois Hayamim. Days are completing something. Days only complete months. Days don't complete years. Years are not looked at as building blocks of days. They're looked at as building blocks of months. Earlier on, when we were dealing with Batei Arei Chayma, that was regarding the Nazir Oilam, right? By Avshalom, we say that he shaved his head miyamim yamima. So it was annually. Right? But it doesn't mean 2 days. The Gemara says because part of the Gzeirah Shavah was because of the heaviness. So the hair doesn't get heavy after 2 days. Okay, that is Vav Amud Beis for you. That is, what did we just learn? Vav Amud Beis, yeah. Today's Tuesday, right? Okay, shoo. Okay, so we did it this week. And then next week, what day is it in San Diego? It's also Tuesday? How does it work over there? Yeah? It's Monday there? What's the same? Okay, have a good night, everyone. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.